M-O-M. Hello, everyone. This post is dedicated to Mother's Day. It is a day we celebrate mothers, grandmothers, and other important people who care for and nurture us. This year, it is on Sunday, May 10th. Today's activities are special surprises for the people you are honoring. Your mom might see this post, but try to keep your creations a secret until Sunday. If she does find out, please remember it's your thoughtfulness and hard work that really matters. Poetry. Find a blank page in your poetry book and write out the following poem. M-O-M. M is for the many times you've hugged me. O's for the outstanding things you do. M is all our memories together. Mom, I am so glad that I have you. By Leanne Gunther. When you are done, add color or decorate it. I have included an example. On the back of the page, write the title, What I Love About Mom. Make a list of all the things you love about your mom. I have also included an example of this. The example states, What I Love About Mom. 1. She works very hard. 2. She is always patient, kind, and caring. 3. She cheers me up when I am sad. 4. She gives great hugs. 5. She makes healthy meals and delicious treats. 6. She plays with me. 7. She helps me learn. And 8. She takes care of me. On Sunday, read the poem and list to your mom, or take the poem out of your poetry book and give it to her as a gift. Mother's Day card. We will try and make the following card featured below from easypeasyandfun.com. Please note that I made some adjustments to the craft so that we can make it using white paper and pencil crayons or crayons. Please watch the original video and then click on the link to watch my altered version. These activities require time and patience. Remember to do your best and take breaks when you need them. Good luck and have fun. Wonderful work. I have lots of work to share today. I'm always delighted to open my mailbox and see all the wonderful things you have done. Great job, everyone. Shalom, Maria, Bahar, and Anna wrote about their experience during the hailstorm. Shalom first thought it was rain. Maria was on the balcony with her cat. Bahar's sister brought hail inside for them to touch. Anna was just finishing up a fun day outside with her family when the weather changed. Perry slept through the hailstorm, but she wrote about something else very exciting. She joins her neighborhood in making noise at 7 p.m. to show support for healthcare workers. Do you make noise too? Emma and Ariel wrote journal entries about spending time outdoors. Emma flew her kite. Ariel played soccer. Abbas and Luke had fun indoors. Abbas made adjustments to the characters in his video game. Luke watched TV, played Roblox, and pranked himself. Oh my. Omar painted his rock. Ariel also painted his. And one more person did too. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your next few days and good luck with your Mother's Day creations.